前提就是没有放到马太福音十七章。
Brothers and sisters, please open your Bible, turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 17.
Chapter 17,
27-27.
And today the verse is 22 to 27. Verse 22 to 27.
我想我先念中文，然后请四宝弟兄念英文的。
And we'll read, our two will read the Chinese verse, and then I will read in English.
马太福音十七章二十二节，他们还住在加利利的时候，耶稣对门徒说：“人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他，第三日他要复活。”门徒就大大的忧愁。到了加百农，有收丁税的人来见彼得说：“你们的先生不纳丁税吗？”彼得说：“纳。”他进了屋，耶稣先向他说：“西门，你的意思如何？世上的君王向谁征受关税丁税？是向自己的儿子呢？是向外人呢？”彼得说：“是向外人。”耶稣说：“既然如此，儿子就可以免罪了，但恐怕触犯他们。你却往海边去钓鱼，先把先钓上来的鱼拿起来，开了他的口，必得一块钱，可以拿去给他们做你我的税金。”
Matthew chapter 17 verse 22. When they come together in Galilee, he said to them,The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of men. They will kill him, and on the third day, he will be raised to life. And the disciples were filled with grief. After Jesus and his disciples arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of the two drachma tax come to Peter and ask,Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax? Yes, he does, he replied. When Peter came into the house, Jesus was the first to speak. What do you think, Simon? He asked. From whom do the kings of the earth collect duties and taxes? From their own sons or from others? From others, Peter answered.Then the sons are exempt, Jesus said to him. But so that we may not offend them, go to the lake and throw out your line. Took the first fish you catch, open its mouth, and you will find a fourth drachma coin. Take it and give it to them for my tax and yours.
好，我们看到今天的经文第二十二节和第二十三节是主耶稣第二次预言他的受死。
In today's verse, verse 22 and 23, this is the second time Lord Jesus had a prophecy about his death.
主耶稣第一次预言他自己受死的是在十六章第二十一节。
Lord Jesus first declared his death on chapter 16 and verse 21.
我们到后面会讲到第二十章到二十章十八十九节，主耶稣会第三次预言自己的受死。
And we'll talk about that is in chapter 20, verse 18 and 19. It's the third time Lord Jesus predicted his death.
所以马太福音主耶稣有三次预言他要受死。
And in Book of Matthew, Lord Jesus three times predicted his coming death.
我们如果说一章一章整体的来看，我们就知道主耶稣预言他受死的经文与他的这个经文的上文和下文有着密切的关系。
And if we read every chapter and the whole chapter, and we will see each time when Jesus predicted his death, we have read it from the context. We have read the words above and the words below.
所以我们在看主耶稣预言受死的撒门和或者下门的时候，我们要在主耶稣预言受死的那个前提下去看经文。
And of course, before we read those texts, before Jesus' prediction, before and after, we have to read through the lens of Jesus' years predicting his death.
这样我们对圣经经文的理解就会更加深刻。
And through this, we can deeper understand the Bible deeper and clearer.
我们先来看十六章。主耶稣第一次预言他受死的撒门。
Let's go back to chapter 16, and the first time Jesus predicted his death, and then let's think about the verse precedes his prediction.
也就是说，我们当看十六章主耶稣预言自己受死的撒门的时候，我们就知道主耶稣在什么情况下预言自己要受死。
When we read the words before that, so we can understand in what condition and what's the situation and Jesus is talking about his death.
十六章的上文是当彼得认信耶稣是基督，是永生神儿子之后，主耶稣才第一次预言自己要受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并要被杀，第三次复活。
And Jesus has his prediction. The first prediction is saying he will suffer many things under the hand of the elder, the chief priest, and the teacher of law. And he will be killed, but will raised on the third day. This year, after Peter proclaimed Jesus is the Lord, he is the Savior God.
So in Peter.这样认信之后，主耶稣预言自己受死，这个受死就告诉了我们，被杀的是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And only after Peter know and believe Jesus is the Messiah, is the Lord, and when Jesus predict his death, so we know what who is died on the cross is the God.He is the Son of God.
永生神的儿子是谁也不能杀的，所以说主耶稣被杀是他自己甘心乐意的，为罪人死在十字架上。
The Son of God cannot be killed. Nobody can kill God. It's only Jesus submitted his son himself, let the people kill, let men kill him.
他甘心乐意的献上自己，是为了将罪人从罪的枷锁中拯救出来。
And he died on the cross is on his own will, and is to save people from the sin.
我们看今天经文是主耶稣第二次预言自己受死。
Today's verse is the second time Jesus predicting his death.
主耶稣预言受死的下文是十七章的第二十四节到十八章的第五节。
What follows this prediction is chapter 17, verse 24, until the whole chapter and chapter 18 to chapter 18, verse 5.
所以这两段经文我们要在主耶稣预言自己受死的这个前提下来看。
And this verses.We have to read through the lens. Jesus is predicting his death. Then this is after his prediction.
十七章的二十四节到二十七节，二十七节记载了耶稣行了一个神迹。
And in chapter 17, verse 24 to 27, this recorded a miracle performed by Jesus.
借着这个神迹，圣经告诉我们，耶稣是天国的君王。
And through this miracle, and Bible is telling us, Jesus is the King of Heaven.
因此，耶稣预言自己受死，第三天复活，他复活将要成为天国的君王。
And through that, we can understand Jesus is predicting his death.And then he is risen on the third day. After his resurrection, he will become the king of the heaven.
到了十八章，门徒明白了主耶稣这个神奇的意义。
And until chapter 18, then his disciples understand this miracle, the meaning of this miracle.
复活的耶稣将是天国的君王，所以他们来问这位君王，天国里谁最大？
So they understand Jesus will be the king of the heaven. So now they come to the king of heaven to ask him in the future kingdom of heaven who will be the greatest.
到二十章的十七节，主耶稣第三次预言自己要受死。
And in chapter 17, Lord Jesus is predicting his third death on the third time, for the third time.
这一次连约翰的母亲也明白了，主耶稣复活之后将成为天国的君王。
And this time, the mother of John, new mother of John, understands what Jesus means. Meaning Jesus, after resurrection, will become the king of the heaven.
因此他从他两个儿子来拜耶稣，求耶稣赐给他儿子天国的权利。
Now he leads his two sons to worship Jesus and asking Jesus gave his sons the authority of the heaven.
而另外的十个门徒听见了，就恼怒他们弟兄两人。
And the other ten disciples heard about this, then they become angry, they angry against these two brothers.
这样看来，门徒还是没有真正的明白天国的道理。
And if we look at this, from this we can understand the disciples still didn't understand what is heaven and what's the meaning of kingdom of heaven.
他们没有明白耶稣第二次预言自己受死后十八章的第一节到第六节的教导。
And they didn't understand the second.Prediction of the second prediction in chapter 18, verse 1 to verse 6, Jesus had a teaching.
十八章一到六节的教导就是谁在天国里伟大的教导。
And the chapter 18, verse 1 to 6 is the teaching about who would be the greatest king of heaven.
所以到了第二十章的二十九节开始记载了耶稣行神迹医治两个瞎眼的。
And so, in chapter 20, following that, and in verse 29, it's recording Jesus is healing two blind people.
当时我讲到神迹的时候，我们看到约翰福音八章九章是很密集的记载耶稣行每一个当中耶稣行了五个神迹。然后到后面我们看到耶稣行神迹的次数越来越少。
Last time we talked about in Book of John in chapter 8 or 9, each chapter has five miracles. Jesus has very concentrated miracles, but later than that, there are few and fewer miracles.
所以一旦记载神迹，就有它特殊的、更特殊的意义在里面。
But you know, every time there is a recording of the miracle, there is a deeper meaning.
所以到二十章，圣经记载耶稣开两个瞎眼的眼睛，就不是单单的开他肉眼的眼睛。
And so in chapter 20.When the Bible recording Jesus is healing two blind people so the blind can see, now we have read it not just as Jesus let their naked the flesh eye to see, able to see.
因为耶稣一直教导天国的道理，这些门徒就是不明白，就是用世上的权力、世上的观念去看天国。
And Jesus has been teaching them about the truth of heaven, but the disciples cannot understand. They still try to understand heaven through their earthly experience and skills, knowledge.
我不能说这些门徒心里的眼睛没打开，我只能说他们心里的眼睛没有完全的打开。
I cannot say the eyes of their heart is not open. I can only say.The eye of their heart is now totally open.
所以耶稣要显下神迹，开两个瞎眼的眼睛。
So Jesus had to perform a miracle to open two blind people's eyes.
教导当时的门徒，也教导我们今天的基督徒。
not teaching the disciples of that time, and also it is trying to teach the Christian today.
要把心里的眼睛真正的打开。
Our spiritual eye, the eye of our heart, has to be truly open.
只有当我们眼睛真正打开的时候，我们才能够看到天国的奥秘。
Only when our spiritual eye is open, we can truly understand the mystery of the heavens.
如果我们心里的眼睛没有完全的打开，我们就会用世上的观念去看天国。
And if our spiritual eye is not totally open, we will use our earthly mind, our earthly knowledge to try to understand the truth of heaven.
然后看到的天国就像在那哈哈镜里面看到天国全变形了。
And through that, when we saw the heaven, we'll look at the heaven through the weird mirror, so then what we see is is totally changed, not the same.
就像我现在我眼睛看人一样。
And so now when I see you,
我最近眼睛看人发现，如果远比较远的两一个路口的人，一个人我们看成变成两个人。
And my eyesight is degrading now. Now I look far from the people on the street, and one person I may see two persons.
我说一个人怎么有四条腿在走路
？And I see, hey, one person, how can one person has four legs?
地上看错没关系。
And the first time I see one, that's okay.
心里的眼睛没打开，把天国看成这样的就危险了。
You know, on the rest of it, if we don't see, it's okay. But if our spiritual eye is not open, then we see the things in heaven in the same way. Then it's dangerous.
所以我们更重要的，作为基督徒，更重要的要开自己心里的眼睛。
And as a Christian, what's important? It's important is to open our spiritual eyes.
使自己心里的眼睛很明亮。
So eye in our heart is clear.
属灵的事看得很清楚。
And the spiritual things we can see clearly.
天国的荣耀看得很真实。
And the glory of heaven is true to our eye.
我们的生命就不一样。
And we will have a different life.
好，我们来看。耶稣第二次预言自己受死成形以后
，And now let's see what happened after Jesus predicted his death.
耶稣第预言第二次受死，后面他行了神迹，神迹要告诉我们他是天国的君王。
And go back to after his prediction of his death, he performed a miracle. This miracle is telling us he's the king of heaven.
在这个主耶稣这个宣告中，我们要领受什么样的真理
？So what truth we can get from this proclamation by Jesus?
第一，我们要领受的真理，天国君王他有特殊的权利。
And first, we should understand the King of Heaven has a special rights.
圣经第二十四节说，到了加百农，有税丁税的人来见彼得说：“你们的先生不纳丁税吗？”
And in the verse 24, let's go back to verse 24. After Jesus and his disciples arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of the two drachma tax come to Peter and ask, "Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax?"
这里这时候有一个人来向彼得收定税，同时他也问了耶稣纳不纳税。
Now a person, a tax collector, come to Peter collecting his temple tax.In the same time, also ask, hey, is Jesus paying his temple tax or not?
有关丁税的事情，在摩西时代就有规定。
And in the time of Moses, there are already law decrees about this temple tax.
我们可以翻到出埃及记三十章第十一节。
And now we can open the Bible, the Exodus.In chapter 30, verse 11.
三十章第十一节是这么说的：耶和华小于摩西说。
The verse 11, chapter 30, verse 11. Then Lord said to Moses.
后面十二节到十六节是耶和华有关丁税的规定。
And from verse 12 to verse 16, here the Lord Jehovah had his decree on 我看不看。
我想我们很快的将这一段经文读一下。
啊，我看的就是啊，是不是？
我想我们就读中文，英文我请青少年自己就看看圣经，看自己的圣经。出埃及记三十章十二节到十六节。
We are reading in Chinese. The youth, please just read your Bible in English.
出埃及记三十章十二节，你要按以色列人倍数计算总数，你数的时候，他们个人要为自己的生命把赎价送给耶和华，免得数的时候在他们中间有灾殃。凡过去归那些被赎之人，每个人要按圣所的瓶拿银子半色克拉，这半色克拉是送给耶和华的礼物，一色克拉是二十基拉。凡过去归那些被赎的人，从二十岁以外的，要将这礼物送给耶和华，他们为赎生命将礼物送给耶和华。富足的不可多出，贫穷的不可少出，个人要出半色克拉。你要从以色列人收这赎罪银作为会幕使用，可以在耶和华面前为以色列人做纪念，赎生命。我们看到耶和华规定，在以色列人中被赎的二十岁以上的，每年都要交半色克拉银子作为赎罪的银子。
我看信，老师傅我还declare clearly that in Israel, all Israelites who are over 20 years old every year had to pay half shekel silver to the temple tax.
我们看十六节说，可以在耶和华面前为以色列人做纪念。我们就要知道，只有以色列人是被耶和华纪念的，所以说只有以色列人他是被上帝救赎的，你可以付赎价。
And now we can see this is for to remind the Israelites, so we can understand only Israelites is saved by God.
这个赎价是赎自己的生命。
And the only Israelite is redeemed by God for their life.
圣经说，富足的不可多出，贫穷的也不可少出。
And in the Bible also said, the rich cannot pay more, and the poor cannot pay less.
这就告诉我们，在上帝面前，每个人的生命价值是等同的。
And this telling us, in the sight of God, every person's life is equal.
不要以为自己富有，我的价值更值钱。不要以为贫穷，我的价值就不值钱。
And for the rich, don't think if you are rich, your life is worth more than the poor. And for the poor people, don't feel bad. Your life is not valued less than others.
所以在上帝面前，人人平等是圣经的一贯教训。
And in front of God.All persons are equal. They is teaching of the Bible.
第一岁是二十岁以上以色列人要履行的义务，如果不是以色列人，就不需要交。
And the temple tax is the duty for the Israelite person who are over 20 years old. If you're not Israelite, then you don't have to pay.
在新约时代就有许多虽然在犹太人中生活，但是他没有加入到犹太教，他就不需要交纳定税。
In the New Testament time, we can see a lot of examples. The Gentiles who live in among Jews, but they didn't become a Judaism follower, then they don't have to pay the temple tax.
从另外一个角度来看，受定税的人不允许。不是以色列人叫定罪。
And from the other angle, you can say, if you are not an Israelite, you cannot pay the temple.
所以收定罪的人才问彼得，你们的先生纳定罪吗？
所以，so the tax collector now and we have this question for Peter, that, hey, what about the teacher? Will your teacher pay the temple tax?
第二十五、二十六节，彼得说：“那他进了屋，耶稣先向他说：‘西门，你的意思如何？世上的信我君王相谁身受宽恕定罪？是向自己的儿子吗？是向外人吗？’彼得说：‘是向外人。’耶稣说：‘既然如此，儿子就可以免罪了。’”
And now let's go back to the Bible, verse 25. Yes, he replied. When Peter came into the house, Jesus was the first to speak. What do you think, Simon? He asked. From whom do the kings of the earth collect duty and taxes? From their own sons or from others? From others, Peter answered.
接着耶稣对彼得的对话，我们知道耶稣是不认同彼得对收定罪人的回答。
And then the sons are exempt, Jesus said. As soon as there is a conversation between Peter and Jesus, and we can understand that Jesus does not agree what Peter has said.
约翰福音二章十三节到二十二节记载着。主耶稣极尽圣殿的时间。
In Book of John, chapter 2, and in chapter 2, then it's recording what Jesus has done to clean the temple.
在第十八节，因此犹太人问他说：“你既做这事，还显什么神迹给我们看呢？”耶稣回答说：“你们拆毁这殿，我三日要再建立起来。”但耶稣之话是以他的身体为殿。
And so in John chapter 2, Jesus clears the temple. After Jesus clears the temple, the Jews demand of him, "What miracle sign can you show us to prove your authority to do ours?" And Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, I will raise it again in 3 days."Here, Jesus is not just talking about the temple, he's talking about his body.
经文在这里告诉我们，主耶稣宣告他本身就是圣殿的主。
The Bible here teaching us, Jesus is the Lord of the Holy Temple.
因此，主耶稣不同意彼得那定罪的回答。
And Jesus does not agree what Peter answered to the tax collector.
世上的君王都不向自己的儿子受税，那么圣殿的主同样不应该向自己缴纳定税。
And on the earthly kings will not collect tax from their own sons. In that case, the Lord of the temple, the Son of God, should not pay tax to God.
另外一点也是非常重要的。
And then there is another one, very important.
我们刚才念过的出埃及记三十章十一到十六节，你知道丁税是以色列人分给上帝的赎罪银。
And in Exodus chapter 30, verse 11 to 16, we understand the temple tax is what Israel paid to God, is their redeeming tax. God redeemed it.
以色列人每年都要缴纳定税，是要让他们想起自己是个罪人，需要救赎赎罪。
And every year the Israelites have to pay the temple tax is to remind them they have sinned every year.
其实赎罪银定税不能真正的赎罪赎罪。
In reality, the temple tax cannot.You know, forgive your sin cannot be atonement for the sin.
赎罪银指向耶稣基督。
And the atonement can only come from Jesus.
唯有耶稣基督能赎人的罪。
Only Jesus can forgive people's sin.
以色列人叫丁税，让他们知道自己是罪人，需要赎罪。他们可以盼望那位将要把他们救赎出来的弥赛亚。
And then why Israelites have to pay temple tax every year to remind them their sins, they need atonement, and so they have the hope for the coming Messiah. And we know Jesus Christ is the Messiah.
我们知道 耶稣基督就是他们盼望的弥赛亚，真正能够将他们从最终救出来的赎罪耶。
And Jesus Christ is the Messiah they were hoping for, and is the temple tax, the redeeming temple savior who can redeem them from the sin.
所以耶稣根本不应该叫那定罪来赎罪。
And now we know Jesus should not pay the temple tax.
所以说彼得
He has no sin.
彼得回答说那定罪那是大错大错特错了。
And when Peter said, oh, yes, he paid the tax, it's very, very wrong.
彼得在耶稣第一次预言自己受死之前就认信耶稣基督是永生神的儿子。
And we know that Peter, before first time Jesus predicting his death, he knows, he believed.And Jesus is the Christ, is the Son of the ever living God.
彼得作为一个犹太人，他对摩西五经也应该有一定的了解。
Peter is a Jew, and he should understand the law of Moses.
他每年都交纳丁税，应该对交纳丁税的意义也是知道的。
And every year he pays the temple tax, so he should be.And no, he should be very familiar with the meaning of the temple tax.
另外，他跟随耶稣三年，也有近三年的时间，也听了耶稣许多的教训，对福音的真理也必然有所知道。
And in addition, he followed Jesus for 3 years, and he learned a lot of teachings from Jesus, and he should have some understanding of the truth of the gospel.
就这样一个大使徒当收丁税的人问他你们的先生不拿丁税吗他却没有以对上帝的认知在自己的信仰真理中回答
And so this great disciple great apostle And when, so now when the text asks him Hey Will your teacher pay tax or notHe did not answer from the truth of his faith.
所以说他的回答那是错了。
His answer yes is wrong.
我们不要奇怪彼得怎么搞的，这么不属灵。
Let's not be surprised to say, hey, Peter is so not so spiritual, and why he makes a spiritual mistake?
我们说彼得是属灵比较容易。但是如果我们思想一下自己，我们信主大多数的都有10年了以上了，甚至都有20年的时间。
And you know it's very easy to say, hey, and Peter made the spiritual mistake. But think about ourselves. A lot of us here has believed in Jesus, have become a believer for more than 10 years, some maybe 20 years.
所以我们要思想一下自己，我们自己每次。做出选择 是不是都根据自己的信仰
And,
做出合乎信仰的选择
Now let's think about ourselves Each time we make a choice Is our choice from our faith Truly come from our faith
其实我们在做选择在做决定的时候都没有根据我们自己的信仰很多时候我们跟我们信所做的选择与我们信主之前没有什么区别
And tell you the truth a lot of time for us when we make a choice when we make a decision it's like we make it's the same and we make the decision before we become believers there's almost no difference
如果我们选择我们的决定不是很快的做出来，是慢慢的经过祷告做出来，可能合乎信仰，合乎我们信仰的还比较多。
And if our decision was made not, hastily, not very quick, is after our prayer, after we did some division, maybe it's more following the spiritual teachings and the Bible teachings.
然而如果我们像彼得一样处在这种突发事件突然来一件事马上做让你做出选择我们很容易就以过去我们的经验做出选择
And if like Peter you know this is the occasion where require us to make a decision and answer very quickly. And for us, we probably like Peter, we'll make a choice that not from our faith, but from our earthly experience.
所以许多时候我们都不能很好管好自己的嘴。
So that's why in a lot of times we cannot cover our own mouth. We cannot govern our own mouth.
因为嘴发出的行为都是很突然的。
And because what we said is very sudden, very quick.
如果我们在突发事件，我们也能够按照我们的信仰，按照我们所信的真理来做出选择，来做回答，来说话的话。
If we want to, say the right thing, even under sudden situations, circumstances.
如果我们能做到这一点，前提我们里面的生命应该被上帝的话完全的反省。
Only when our life is renewed by God's word, we can do this. We can make the right choice.
只有当耶稣基督的新生命在我们生命里面成为主体的时候，我们在什么时候我们做出的决定都能够合乎基督的信仰。
Only when our life is for Jesus, and Jesus' new life is filled in our heart.Filled with in our new life, whole life, then we can make the right choice according to our faith.
然而我们知道，新生命的成长绝不是一件容易的事情。
Of course, we know the new life, the growth of new life is not easy.
我们里面的新生命很小。
Our new life is very small.
所以我们常常会说错话，做不造就人的话。
That's why we say the wrong thing, we say the things that's not helpful to others.
我们都希望我们里面接受基督的新生命在我们里面快快的成长。
And we all hope that the life of Jesus in our life can grow quickly, fast.
然后许多时候我们都不知道新生命成长的外在条件是什么。
But sometimes we don't know how...We can make the right condition for this new life to grow.
我告诉你们，新生命成长的外在一个很重要的条件，就是你要委身在一个真正的教会里面。
And let me tell you, if you want your life to grow, your new life to grow, you have to belong to a church.
什么叫真教会
？What is the true church?
真教会就是认真传讲上帝话语的教会。
A true church is the church who proclaims the God's true word.
当你认真为，当你委身在这样一个教会里面，认真听到。
When you belong to a true church like this, and then you listen to the sermon, to God's word carefully.
积极地参与教会中各样的事工。
You also actively participate in church ministry work.
完全的摆上自己。
And you offer yourself to God.
圣道一定能够喂养你成长。
The Holy Word will feed you. You will grow.
在这个圣约的团体里面，你的新生命一定会被建造。
And in this new covenantal congregation, your new life will grow.
因为在这个圣约团体里面，你可以依照真理付出爱。
And in this new covenantal congregation, the love is from the true one.
你也能够依照真理接受爱。
And by God's truth, you can accept the love.
当你能付出爱，也能接受爱的时候。你在真理中就成长。
When you can offer love and when you can accept him love, now you will grow. Your new life will grow.
但是新生命的成长是一个漫长的过程。
And we know this new life growth is very long.
你不会今天听了这篇道，明天你的生命就完全改变了。
And now because you listen to this sermon, then tomorrow your life will totally change. That's impossible.
这是不可能的。
That's impossible.
你要经常的每个主日每个礼拜五都来听上帝的话，慢慢的你的生命就能长大。
And that's why you should come to church every Sunday, listen to the teaching. Then your new life will slowly grow.
所以我们真基督徒是有希望的。
Now let's go back. The true Christian is the Christian with hope.
因为在我们里面有圣灵。
Because inside us there is Holy Spirit.
他会引导我们走向成圣。
He will lead us so we become saints.
所以当你在一个教会中，在一个正教会中好好委身的时候。
So when you now belong to a true church,
也许你也会碰到许多不称心、不满意的事情。
When you do this, you still will encounter difficulties and problems in your life.
你会觉得好，这是怎么这个人在我们教会，我不太舒服。
You will see, you know, some people in the church, and you see that people in the church make you uncomfortable.
你要知道，这是上帝把试炼放在你的身边了。
And you know, you should know, at this time, God is placing a test near you.
当外在的环境让我们感到不顺心、不舒服的时候，这是我们救生命被挑战的时候。
And only now.Our old life is challenged by God.
在这样的环境中，只要我们紧紧地抓住上帝的话。
And in this condition, we have to firmly grasp God's word.
你就会对上帝的话，对真理有更深的认识。
Now you can understand God's truth clearly.
你就知道人是全然堕落。
Now you can understand why we submit to the total depravity. You know why men are totally depraved.
你就知道，上帝不但怜悯了你，也怜悯了别人。
And you should know God has mercy on you, and God also has mercy on everybody else.
当然，你也会知道，上帝的审判临到那些背逆上帝话语的人。
And also you should know God's judgment will be passed on to those people who are not believing God.
当你对真理有更深的认识，这个过程就是我们新生命成长的过程。
The process when we start understanding this truth is also the process of new life growth.
最后一定成为一个荣耀上帝的人。
And then at the end, you will become a person that glorifies God.
所以说，真基督徒是有希望的。
Now let's go back.
因为我们有上帝的话。
True Christians have the hope because we have God's word.
我们有圣灵。
We have Holy Spirit.
我们有上帝在地上设立的教会这个群体。
We have.The church, which is ordained by God on earth.
不过有两种人是没有希望的。
Now I'm talking about two types of people who have no hope.
一种是挂名的基督徒。
One is the false, fake Christians.
这样的人受洗只是挂个名。
And when they baptize, they just put their name there.
问题。更严重的，他以为挂了名就能够进天国。
And the more deeper issue is, they think, if they put their name there, then they can enter the kingdom of heaven.
他不会去追求认识基督信仰的真理。
And they are not a search for the truth of the Christian.
对真理毫无兴趣。
And they have no interest in truth.
所以他的选择和决定都与世人一样，不会有任何区别。
And so their choice, their decision is the same as everybody else.
而且与世人一样，这种状况是不会改变。
And so their decision, they're like the ordinary people that will not be changed.
说到底， 挂名的基督徒只是一个诗人，他不是基督徒。
稍后我看这次 conclusion， a fake Christian is just a worldly person in the same。
第二种呢，没希望的就是假冒伪善的人。
The second type of person who has no hope is a hypocrite。
假冒伪善的人最大的问题就是篡改上帝的话。
The most deciding issue for the hypocrite is they change God's word。
他不是根据上帝的话来规范自己的行为。
They do not change their own life according to God's word。
而自己有个行为，然后用上帝的话来解释自己的行为是对的。
What they do is if they have actions, then they use God's word to justify what they do. They try to use God's word to justify what they do.
所以你出出去这些假冒伪善的人所说的话，他们的行为几乎都很有道理，很合乎圣经。
If you are just, you know, at a glance, you didn't think about it, then you can see this hypocrite, what they do seems all following Bible word.
不过他的圣经是根据自己意识解释过的圣经。
But the Bible in their mind is a Bible that is explained and interpreted by their own heart.
而不是圣经真正的原来的意思。
And not the truth of the Bible, it's not the original meaning of the Bible.
所以说，这些假冒伪善的人，他不会不义。
And you can say that, hey, hypocrites, they're not righteous. They never not righteous.
他任何的行为都可以得到强解圣经来支持自己。
And their actions can always find some Bible support.You know, they kind of search Bible words to support what they do.
如果假冒伪善，他不义，一定是别人的缘故。
If they are not righteous, then it must be other people's fault.
如果假冒伪善的人他自己想做一件事
，For the hypocrite, if they want to do one thing,
他就会在圣经中断章取义去找到支持。
And they will find some Bible words.But it's isolated, you know, by that word alone to support what we will do.
可以说不仅仅是圣经里，他也可以从教会信仰告白中，从教会自己帐篷中，从任何从别人的话语中，都可以找到支持自己的意见。
In order to support their own action and their opinion, they sometimes not just seek support from the Bible. They might seek the confession of faith. They might.From the book of church order or some famous people, whatever they said, then he will find support in what he wants to do.
不过他有个前提，他要把这些东西全曲解一下。
But there are always a precondition because they will twist those words.
来自己以为自己是正确的。
They twist those words to support them, so they are become correct and righteous.
所以说假冒伪善的人他不会改变自己。
And for a hypocrite, they will never change themselves.
他要改变是别人。
And they will change, they only want to change somebody else, not themselves.
所以假冒伪善的信仰一直是口头上的信仰。
So their faith is a faith just by speak.
而不会变成他行为中的信仰。
It's not a faith of their action.
所以以上这两种人是没有希望的。
These two types of people, they have no hope.
我在这里可以这么说，这两种人对那些，这两种人比那些说自己不信的人更没有希望。
And these people probably have less hope than the unbelievers.
他们就是希伯来书六章四到八节所说的，蒙了光照，尝过天恩。和上帝善道的滋味，觉悟来世权柄的人，若离弃道理，就不能叫他重新懊悔了，因为他们把上帝的儿子重钉十字架，明明的羞辱他，就是这种假冒伪善的挂名的基督徒。
They are the type of the person. These two types of person, the hypocrite and the fake Christian. They are the type of person. Other persons described in.The book of Hebrews, verse 4 to verse 8. Now I just read 4, 8. It's impossible for those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shared the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the power of the coming age, yet they fall away, to be brought back to repentance. Because to their lives they are crucifying the Son of God all over them, and subjecting him to public disgrace.
发明的基督徒和假冒伪善的人有一个共同点。
There is one similarity between the fake Christians and the hypocrites.
这共同点就是他们没有把圣经当作上帝的话。
Because they don't treat the Bible as the word of God.
或者他们阳奉阴违，或者随意曲解。
But they may say one thing, do something else.Or they just twist the true meaning.
因此他们不会在上帝的话中得到益处。
So they cannot get any benefit from the word of God.
我们基督教很强调圣经就是上帝的话，是我们信仰的最高权威。
In our faith, we emphasize Bible is the word of God, is the ultimate authority in our life.
这一点是不可改变的。
This cannot be changed.
可以说，在座的人也没有人想改变这一点。
And I can say everyone here cannot change this.
但是，不是我们说圣经是上帝的话，是最高的权威，在我们心中，它真的成为最高的权威。
So saying God's word.Yes, the Bible is God's word, and the Bible is the ultimate authority in our life. When we say that, it's one thing. What in our mind, what we do is something else.
所以我们说圣经是上帝的话，这句话并不能够马上把这句话真正的活在我们生命里面，成为我们生命中不可改变的一点。
When we say,The Bible is God's word, and we say that, but it's only in the interest of our heart and in our action, in our life, we live after this, then we can understand.
所以我们只有在意志上，我们要下个意志上的决定，圣经是上帝的话。
Only through our mind, in our mind, we truly believe Bible.
不是口上说相信就行了。
It's not just we just say it, we believe that.
而是要在意识层面相信，要降服在上帝的话语底下。
It's only in our mind we will obey, we will submit to the Bible, to the Word of God.
当你意识上认定这是上帝的话，你才会降服，才会顺服，才会敬畏上帝的话。
Only if we through our mind we believe the Word of God.The Bible is the word of God. Then we can fear for God's word. We can obey and we can submit ourselves to the word of God.
只有我们在意志上有这些决定、这些措施的时候，圣经才真的在我们生命中成为上帝的话。
Only through our mind, our actions, and we truly believe.The Bible is the word of God. And then we truly understand and truly believe the Bible is the word of God.
我们许多时候像彼得一样，无法依照圣经真理说话做事，做出合乎真理的选择。
Of course, in many occasions, we probably like Peter. We cannot, make a right choice. We cannot speak the right things according to the Bible.
然而只要我们真诚地认定圣经是上帝的话，在我们身上它是有权柄的，我们就会越来越多地按照真理去行事为人。
But if we truly sincerely believe the Bible is the word of God and the Bible has the ultimate authority on our life, then slowly we can make the right choice and our actions will follow the truth, will follow the word of God.
所以我经常说，基督教的信仰是意志上的信仰。
So I like to say, the faith of Christians is the faith of the mind.
是意志上的降服和顺服的信仰。
Yes, in our mind, our faith requires us to submit to obey God's word.
如果我们没有在意志上降服和顺服上帝的话，我们不会做出合乎基督信仰的选择和决定。
And if our mind does not obey, does not submit ourselves to the word of God, then in our daily actions, our choice cannot reflect that.
我和大家分享第二点，天国君王的权力与降杯。
Now we talk about the second one. The second point is the kingdom of heaven, his authority and his humbling.
第二点比较短，所以说大家不要着忙，应该很快就能结束。
This is a short point, so just be patient. We'll be closing my song.
第二十七节，耶稣继续说：“但恐怕触犯他们，小字说触犯，原文说绊倒。你切往海边去钓鱼，把先钓上来的鱼拿来，开了他的口，必得一块钱，可以拿去给他们，做你我的圣民。”
And the verse 27, so this is only one verse, verse 27, Jesus continued, said, but so that we may not offend, in the old time, offend also means become an obstacle, may not offend them, so go to the lake and throughout your life, to the first fish you catch, and open his mouth, and you will find a full drachma coin.Took it and gave the kingdom for my tax and yours.
彼得来到海边，在他钓上来的第一条鱼里得到了一块钱。
And Peter go to the lake, and he went fish in the first fish, and he got this for drachma.
首先我们知道，鱼吃钱币，吃那个当币是不可能的。
First of all, in a mouth of a fish, and the fish is not going to buy money, coin. That's impossible.
钓鱼的是吧？钓上来的鱼里面，鱼肚子里可能有小鱼小虾，但是绝不会有石头和钱币。
And for the people who like the fish you got, you know, inside the fish, you may find a little fish or shrimps.But you never will find money in the fish.
唯一合理的解释，这是上帝的安排。
The only possible explanation is this is ordained by God.
而彼得第一次摔出了鱼钩，这位有嘴上有钱币的鱼钱咬吃的钱币的鱼就咬钩了。
And now let's think about it. Peter threw out his line.And the first fish he got, the other fish has the money in his mouth.
这也是不可能的，所以上帝的安排。
This only can be arranged by God.
两件不可能事发生的事情，却在一起发生了。
And so now let's think about it. This is two impossible events, but it happened in vain.
这绝不是巧合。
So this is not.
唯有上帝的安排才会发生。
By accident.It's only through God's providence this can be had.
因此，我们看到天国的君王在天国执掌王权，天国的君王也管辖着这个世界。
Now we should understand the King of the Heaven will have authority in the Kingdom of Heaven. The King of Heaven also has the authority to govern this earth, this world.
所以，上帝的儿女。不只是有天国的盼望。
So the children of God not only have the hope for heaven kingdom.
在世上的日子，我们的气息存留也都在上帝的手中。
On this earth, our time, our days, our breath, our life is all in the hand of God.
上帝为了救赎我们脱离罪的辖制，既然愿意舍弃独生儿子耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上，难道还不把最好的赐给我们吗？
God to redeem us, He gave us His only Son. His only Son died on the cross for our sins. He can give us if we are the God's children. Should we be understanding that God will give us the best thing on this world too?
只要我们真是上帝的儿女，我们要认定今世临到我们的一定。领导我们的一切必然是最好的。
If we are true Christians, we are true children of God, then we should have this belief. Whatever on this earth, whatever God gave us on this earth is the best for us.
虽然许多时候我们不明白，或者许多时候我们看来好像不好。
And of course, in many occasions we don't understand, and in many situations we don't think this is the best.
不过我们要借着我们信仰你的信心相信领导我们，这是最好的。
And this time we should have the faith, we should have the faith in our heart. We believe this is the best God gave to us.
因为我们是上帝的儿女。
Because we are the sons of God, sons of God.
这样我们才不会失去在世日子里平安和喜乐。
Honest with that isWe will have the peace and the joy in our days, in our life.
我们的平安和喜乐就是认定上帝赐给我们是最好的。
Our peace, our joy is on the foundation because we believe God, whatever God gave us, is the best.
这样我们才能活出一个荣耀上帝的生活。
And through this, we can have a life that truly glorifies God.
主耶稣，我们看到主耶稣不救那些软弱的人，为了不死那些没有认识耶稣基督是天国君王的人跌倒。
Now we can see, Jesus really has mercy on the people who are weak, who does not want the people who fall, the people who does not believe He is the kingdom of heaven to fall yet.
他要将半色克勒的定罪交上。
Now he's going to pay his half shekel, temple tax.
就像我前面所说的，主耶稣交这个定罪是不合理的，是错误。
Like what we said before, Jesus, when Jesus paid the temple tax, it's unreasonable and it's not logical, and he should not do it.
不过这是主耶稣降卑的身份所做的事。
Because he humbled himself, now he's doing that in his humbly, condition.
可以说，他做这样的事不是他真正天国君王身份应该做的。
We can say that, you know, if he is truly the kingdom king of heaven, he should not do it.
因此上帝安排了一个神迹，让彼得从嘴里得到一块钱缴纳定税。
So God arranged a miracle. Peter got money from got a coin from a fish.
主耶稣并没有从自己的钱囊中拿出缴纳定税的半色克拉银子。
So we can see this half shekel of silver does not come from Jesus' money bag.
耶稣他没有失去天国君王的身份和尊严。
Jesus does not lose his, the kingship and his majesty.
在我们看圣经的时候，我们没有权利去降卑上帝，降卑耶稣。
When we read the Bible, it's very important for us to not lower our God, but not humble our God or humble our Jesus.
耶稣他自己降卑，可以称我们为弟兄、为姐妹、为姊妹。
Jesus humbled himself; he called us his brothers and his sisters.
我们却无权将耶稣降卑，称他为哥们。
We does not have the right to humble Jesus, say, "Hey, brother."
我们要知道，上帝他可以自己降卑，但是我们没有权利降卑上帝。
Once again, God can humble Himself, but we does not have the right to humble our God.
我们一旦把上帝降下来了，好像上帝就没有权审判这个世界了。
If we lower our God, then it seems like our God lost His right to pass the judgment on this earth.
因为我们把上帝降卑了，所以我们看旧约的时候，看上帝杀这么多人，我们很不愿意。
And because we humble God, so if we read the Bible, particularly in the Old Testament, you know, there's a lot of people who are killed by God, and we don't feel comfortable about it.
上帝完全有权利审判世上任何人。
God has the right to pass judgment on everybody.
他什么时候审判，就是上帝的主权。
Whenever he passes the judgment, is his own power.
如果我们把上帝降卑了，就以为上帝只能够实行怜悯和慈爱给世界。
If we lower our God, now we think God can only give love and mercy to the world.
我们我们许多时候没有想到，事情恰恰相反。
So many times we don't understand the truth is just opposite.
有权利审判这个世界的上帝，才能够有权赐怜悯、慈爱给这个世界。
Only the God has the right to pass judgment on this earth.Then he has the right to give us love and mercy.
上帝的审判没有立即降临，这是上帝的怜悯和慈爱。
God didn't pass judgment right away, is because precisely because he has love and mercy on us.
上帝存留人气息，可是给人有机会悔改。
God gave us the breath, gave us the life, is.God is trying to give us opportunity to repent.
人如果不能够抓住上帝因怜悯而赐给我们在世的这段时间，
If we does not use this time, God gave us a life on this earth, right?
不敬畏他，
We does not fear God.
最后必落在上帝的审判中。
We will be under the judgment of God.
那时候就要爱子妻子了。
Then at that time you will cry and you can see your teeth.
我简单的总结一下今天的讲道内容。
Now let's have a simple brief conclusion.
掌管全地的上帝。
Our God is a God that governs everything.
他有的时候体恤人的软弱，虚己成为人的样式。
Then he has mercy on us.He knows we are weak, so he humbled himself and take a human form.
他自己是为了拯救世上的人。
He humbled himself is because he wants to save the people.
然后我们更要记得，上帝是圣洁的上帝。
Now we should remember God is a holy God.
也是威严审判世界的上帝。
And he has the right to pass judgment on this earth.
上帝当着人的敬畏和尊严。
People should fear and respect our God.
所有不敬畏上帝的人都会走向沉沦。
If you don't respect, you don't fear God,
成为地狱之子。
You will become the son of the hell.
唯有敬畏上帝、尊重上帝话语的人
，Only if you respect God's word, you listen to God's word.
以上帝的话为我们生命最高权威的人
，And you
use God's word as your ultimate authority on your life,
就可以得到永远的生命。
Only then you get everlasting life.
好，我们接着祷告。
Now let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你这样宝贵的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful word.
求你也赐给我们信心和能力，能够遵循你的话语。
Please give us the strength, the faith, so we can follow your word.
照着你的话语去行。
And we can follow your word to act.
做一个荣耀你名的人。
And we become a person that glorifies your name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.